gangsters all across the world.
I would share the definition of balling with you white folks, but now gangsters with the souls and not toes. So fuck you.
Hello, this is Steven Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, who's always ready to drop the anchor, Nikki G is in the building.
Yo, yo.
What it up? What it do, cuz?
Same old, chillin'.
Same old, same old.
Back at it.
Another exciting week of football. Learned a lot this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
What would you like to share some insights?
Kansas City's for real.
Both sides of the ball?
Both sides of the ball. Probably the most complete team I've seen.
Whoa.
They can do it however they got to do it. Are they going to run the ball, pass the ball, defense?
What about the tight end position?
Kelsey? He had, 18 2 weeks ago?
He's had one good week.
They can do it however they got to do it. It's been 3 weeks. They've done it each
they
way.
They can. But as far as fantasy is concerned, that's kind of tough if you're a Kelsey owner.
Oh, yeah. What, he had one? Zero? That was tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
What, and then my other tight end, Rudolph? Nothing? One? Well, so I was really jammed up this weekend with tight ends.
I mean, that'd be a good topic of conversation right there. Jamming up tight ends.
How about Tommy, right?
Tommy playing mad.
Your famous words.
I told
just you. Giving
when,
the ball,
when
just giving the ball
what,
then.
2 minutes left. Don't give him a shot.
Don't give him a shot. Don't leave any time on the clock because
yep.
He'll fucking do it.
And what happened?
This is what happened. Cooks in the fucking end zone there.
Yeah, and I was playing against Cooks. I was still rooting for him.
Still rooting for him, yeah. Yeah. Real Tom Brady fan here.
Fucking love it.
How about that Bears game, too?
You see, you hear Tom says he's immune to sunburns because of all the water he drinks?
But I
don't disagree with him. I feel like when I'm drinking a lot of water, I don't get sunburned.
Huh, that's interesting.
Like, everybody's always like, you got to put on sunscreen. I'm like, I don't know. I don't really believe in it.
And you always put on a little, but not like...
And like, yeah, at the...
I've never seen you really bad sunburn.
Tubing, I got like a little red, and then it was gone in a day.
Yeah.
I think Tom's on to something.
Well, I do remember reading the article where he was like... drinks an outrageous amount of water. Like, he's constantly drinking water.
Says 2.5 gallons a day, which that's a lot. It's not a ton. It's a good amount, like, if you're really trying.
Every day.
Yeah. It's if you do that every day, but especially if you work out, like, as hard
yeah,
as he works out.
True.
I mean, if you go to a hot yoga class, you put down half a gallon
quart.
In an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, a quart just while I'm in there.
Yeah.
A quart right afterwards.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty interesting. We have to see if we could just like drink a bunch of water a weekend and try to get sunburned.
Yeah, right. Stay out of the sun.
Because I can't ever remember you being sunburned, like ever.
A little bit, but not if I'm being Tom Brady healthy.
What I was saying is, how about that Bears game?
Loved it.
Fucking called it.
Loved it, except for that dude not making it to the end zone.
Oh, that was. Kind
a very Bears thing to do.
It was kind of embarrassing. I was like...
Embarrassing.
That was a good one.
Yeah. But I mean, I think in the end...
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Exactly.
Yep.
They were exactly who we thought they were.
If you want to crown them, crown their ass.
I'm ready. After they take out the Packers?
Oh, I don't know.
Move into control
I
in
don't
the north
know.
Here?
God, I don't know about that. Packers.
Yep.
Packers looked... I mean, granted, it was Cincinnati.
Packers should have lost.
They probably should have.
They definitely
they got
should have.
Very lucky there
Bengals
in the overtime.
Bengals choked that away.
Well, that's a very Bengal thing to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the Bengals choke artists.
How about
I
that?
Mean, we got our asses kicked.
How about that Sunday night game too? The Redskins. What do you make of that game? Oakland choking or Washington good?
Man,
I don't even know what to think about that.
After what? I mean,
Reed didn't even play.
Reed didn't play. Rob Kelly didn't play.
Your Thompson.
Boy Thompson.
I've been saying his name over and over. I'm a scat man. Yeah,
crushed it.
It's the 26 points. It's the era of the scat back. Scat man's world. It started kind of as a joke. I was trying to educate the viewers or the listeners, excuse me, on what a scat back was, and now these scat backs are going off.
At least Thompson is.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
Another scat back. Sproles. You see, he fucking tore his ACL and broke his arm
on the same play.
God,
poor guy.
Damn.
Yeah. That's sad.
Oh, that's tough. And he's getting old, so this might be his last. He might be done. Is obviously out for the season, but you break your arm and your ACL, that's just demoralizing.
Yeah, that's tough, especially he's so little. I mean, getting older and getting beat up like that, you just can't keep taking those hits.
He's a regular human being.
Right?
Fucking buzzy!
How about that Baltimore game? Jacksonville crossed the pond, as they say.
I did not see Baltimore doing that. I thought there would be a lot of offense in that game, and I mean, there's still a lot of offense, just only on one side.
I think it might be time to bail on Flacco.
Just as the team?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's not fantasy worthy.
Right.
Really.
Hopefully.
Too inconsistent.
Hopefully you listened to me and didn't play West. Even though he did play, he had zero.
Yeah, he only had a couple touches.
A couple touches, and then he fumbled the ball. So hopefully you listened to me in that one. What do you think about Jacksonville? Are they for real?
I mean,
they're kind of looking like
defined for real.
making the playoffs.
That division is weak, at least. It's just going to be they have to contend with the Titans. Indianapolis doesn't seem like a threat, and Houston also doesn't seem like. If there's any year that Jacksonville's going to make the playoffs,
Nikki G's calling it.
Well, you kind of talked me into a corner there, but I'm not saying I'd put money on it.
Fair enough. And the win probability, God, what they had Baltimore by 3.5 in that game. Jeez, I would not have taken
was
that.
Wrong, huh?
Yeah, crazy. Nothing new there. You called the Seattle game.
Yeah,
Wilson and Baldwin finally having a game.
You like to see that if you're a Baldwin owner. Wilson, I mean, if you're a Wilson owner, I don't know what you do because he's going to give you probably 3 more of those 30-point games and probably 4 or 5 more of those 8-point games. So.
Yeah, right? And San Francisco game? And you should have had like 1,000,000 points.
That would be the game that you'd be like, oh, yeah, this will be his huge game. And it's just like
go ahead and play him and then
average and he got shut down against Green Bay. That's the first game of the season, though. You kind of got to throw that game out almost because everything was so
everything
weird
gets
that
established
week,
in
right?
Week 1.
The Bears almost beat the Falcons, and So I don't know. Wilson's a tough case. I don't like him for my fantasy team, but
let's see. Wrong about that Cleveland game. Cleveland did not win a game. But they got pretty close.
Indy looking better. T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton.
Frank Gore doing what we say.
Right. Who's that quarterback there?
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett finally getting on a page, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's a...
I think
2 games? He can't really be like, finally, poor guy. He's new on the team.
Getting on a page, though.
Finally getting on about time.
About time.
Fucking slacker. didn't even think he was probably going to play. He was, what, number 3 coming into the year?
Oh,
behind Luck and Tolzien. Finally getting on a page.
Finally getting on a page. It's a, you know what? And it's about time.
This guy.
Hey, we were wrong about that Jets game. What do you think about that? Miami, that
Who
bad?
Was wrong? I'm all in on the Jets.
You're all in on the Jets.
J-E-T-S, baby. No,
Cutler looked like he was smoking cigarettes the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone, us included, were down on the Jets. I wouldn't say I was up on Miami, but I wouldn't have bet on the Jets, that's for sure. And I
had to have beaten the spread on that game. God.
I think
six?
I think where I was wrong was saying don't play any Jets. There were a few Jets worthy of
yeah, that
play.
Wide receiver.
I think there's one, what, Robbie Anderson? That was he's a black receiver. There might be also a white one. But I'm just receiving everywhere.
Oh. ODB.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Giants all
around. Finally getting on a page.
Yeah, finally. You can say finally there. See? That's where the finally carries some weight.
Yeah, finally. Right?
Finally. We use it for everyone. That's like crying wolf.
No, the McAdoo was not happy with his antics. And I tell you what, he should be pissed. They should have had an overtime game there, I thought.
We had a chance to get it off.
Is that
he
McAdoo?
He thought so too, yeah.
It's McAdoo. And, God, I mean, that's tough. A rookie kicker putting up a 61-yard kick. That's deep.
You still can't let it get to that. Can't let it happen.
Can't even get that.
You
got to
block it. You got. Yeah. Can't let that happen.
Speaking of getting that far, how about Golden Tate down at the fucking one?
I kind of thought he was in.
And they lose.
Would that game have gone to overtime otherwise, or would the
no? They would have.
They
would
have won. They would have
won.
Okay. Man, I don't know. I kind of thought he was in.
It looked pretty close.
Still,
it just looks like from that one angle his knee is down, but then in the next angle his knee is not down.
I don't know about all these reviews. I know you didn't get to watch the whole game last night, but just review like
constant
there's
reviews.
Like four reviews in a row, and two coaches review, and then like an official. It was just like, come on, let's move the game along.
Slowing the game down.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. Clear up the is Robbie Anderson. Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think he's white, is he?
He's black.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's kind of like mulatto.
Whoa.
Is that? Can
now,
I say that?
Now you're triggering.
Isn't that not a word?
I believe that's passé.
Passé. Excuse me then.
Like colored.
He's mixed.
I think that'd be better, yeah.
Okay,
we're really exploring all the issues.
Well, you know, I don't want to...
Like, yeah, right?
You know.
I don't want to mislabel anyone's
exactly.
identity.
Because he's... I wouldn't say he's white.
He's definitely not white.
Okay.
Definitely not white.
Rishard Matthews finally having a game, if
yeah.
you can call it that.
It was a great game, wasn't it?
15?
Is that all?
Yeah.
That's...
But
pretty solid.
7-5 previously, so he finally gets that touchdown that
year. But I think that's.
But it was.
He wasn't drafted like super high or anything. That's. I think, you know, he was more drafted as like a wide receiver 2 or 3 or like a flex.
Flex,
that's,
probably.
That's pretty solid production.
That's
for,
really good out of him. Michael Thomas, what people drafted him.
Real high, yeah.
He finally had a game. Got the touchdown there.
That's standard Saints thing.
Here's the other guy, Sterling Shepard. The other guy, Sterling Shepard. 20.
You buying that the Giants continue?
God, I don't know that I can buy any Giants.
I know it's tough, isn't it?
They don't even have an identity besides ODB.
I suppose it's any week Eli can do that. So if you ever need a receiver, but I wouldn't count on Sterling Shepard or anybody to, but. Evan Ingram, though, there seems
tight end,
pretty solid.
Yeah, it seems that's going to continue.
And with the tight end situation, like we were talking about, not a bad option at all. Especially waivers.
Yeah, you got to squeeze into that. Speaking of tight ends, Mercedes Lewis, what did I say?
Mercedes. It's Mar.
Mar.
Mercedes. Otherwise,
25, three touchdowns.
His parents didn't want to have to pay licensing fees. Yeah, huge.
Huge. Swollen.
I don't know. I suppose.
I mean,
possible streaming tight end, especially with what's his name, Robinson out
there. Yeah, and they're playing the Jets this weekend.
Jets looking good. Have a shootout.
He's projected at 3. What do you think?
Offensive shootout.
You think he does more than 3?
I would bet on it. Yeah.
I'd almost say he gets at least a touchdown.
Yeah, he could get another touchdown for sure.
What about Vernon Davis?
I like it. In Reed's absence,
And let's see. I read that Reed
still
is average
like playing well.
Reed averages about 4 to 5 games out
a year.
That a year. So
sounds low to me.
So that'll be exciting. But Kansas City this week. So I don't know. Oh, they got the Monday night game. I don't know if I could play that. Kansas City looking dangerous, even with their
Redskins
top safety.
Looking good, though. Just fucked up Oakland. Monday night?
Crazy. Sunday night.
Sunday night.
We got confused again.
Pretty sure you have said Monday night twice.
Yeah, I definitely got it confused. Now you just got it confused. We're getting it switched.
Just going
now.
By what you've told me.
What else do we got? Dalvin Cook having a game for you.
Now, wait a minute. I got to get something straight. The Raiders coming up, or no, the Redskins coming up play on Monday night this week.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they'll have the lights.
Yeah, I like them.
They'll have
Monday
the lights.
Night. They played on Sunday night last week.
Correct.
Yeah. I was always straight on that. All right. Dalvin, yeah. Yeah, good game.
Yeah, it was kind of a beast of a game for you.
I like it.
I was wrong about that. And that was just my basis was Case Keenum.
And
you can
say week two was a bad week, but he had that one touchdown, called back at the one or something and then scooped. So,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Save for that, he's, you know, double digits every week.
He's their, quote, bell cow, right? Is that what they call him? The bell ringer?
Is that? Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And I think what you could say even more then is that Minnesota at home.
You don't think it was just Keenum finally getting on a page?
Oof. Keenum?
Finally.
Finally? Keenum? I mean, I guess he had a good game.
You say Brissett finally got on a page, but you're saying it's because Keenum played at home.
Yeah, I like Minnesota at home. I think that's the headline there. In two weeks they play at the Bears. I don't think they win that game.
You think the Bears beat the Vikings? Oh, I like that.
At Chicago? I like Chicago at home.
I like that. Slick stuff.
Couple other things. DeMarco Murray, did I say his name yet or no?
I think we talked about it before we started recording.
Before the recording? Okay, so yeah. I completely missed that.
What do you mean?
I thought he wasn't. I didn't even think he was going to play.
Yeah, I mean, and they were running Henry quite a bit, and then he must have just felt good.
He's still listening with that hamstring. So I
said, let's do it. 75 yards like he's still a cowboy.
God, he didn't even practice all week either. And then he shows up and has, what, 19?
I wouldn't be practicing on a hurt hammy either. Whatever.
Practice?
Talk about practice.
Practice.
Not the game I love.
Let's see. Here's another one I wanted to mention. Duke Johnson Jr.
Huge game.
Huge game.
Huge Duke.
Huge loaf.
Huge Duke.
I think he seems to be getting more touches than the Crow. And he's getting that passing down. I think...
Scat back?
I think he's taking over.
Yeah. Do you like either of them much for starting lineups? Spot.
God, it's be so hard to play the dude.
Play a Brown, yeah. But somebody in our league did. In our league did. Can't remember who.
It'd be so hard. And they're playing home Cincinnati. What do you think? After Cincinnati kind of showed up against Green Bay?
I wouldn't.
I don't think you can risk it.
I wouldn't play any Browns personally unless I was like in a big pinch. And
a big Brown pinch?
I need to pinch. I'd go to the Duke.
Excuse me.
Two 7-16 in our league, so what? Not even that in other leagues, probably.
Let's see. Tyler Gabriel, we said his name. He had that big play.
That's what he can give you. All he needs is one touch.
That was exciting.
To get you 10 points, so. Always a good streaming option. Probably should be picked up.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin.
He fucking came out at the half, and it was very sad for me because he was starting to get on a roll.
It was very sad for me.
He's listed as questionable with what, a knee injury?
Ouch.
So I expect him to miss practice probably.
Pick up his handcuff, Brandon Oliver.
I don't like Oliver. He's a scat back.
He's had some productive fantasy.
And he had some value last year?
I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. But
he's just so little. He's so little. He just gets eaten up by the defense. I don't know.
You like Sproles? I mean, in the past.
In the past, yeah.
He's little.
But Sproles is old now.
But
what's Oliver's excuse?
He's young. He's young and little, just like Sproles used to be.
God, I just don't know. I guess maybe if Gordon's going to keep being injured, it might be a good idea to get the handcuff there, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know that I could.
I definitely remember whenever, what was it, 2 years ago Gordon was injured, and then getting that Brandon Oliver handcuff
was a
turned
great
out to
move.
Be a good move.
Must
yeah.
have been 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago at the end of the year, and I had him on my team and my girlfriend's team.
10 Gid Jr., what do you think about him over at the Saints? He's owned on almost 95% of leagues.
As far as the Saints, for me, it seems like Michael Thomas is a must-start, and the other guys are like, you can start them, and they've got a chance to, you know, obviously get you some points, some yards, and a touchdown, but there's so many weapons there, you might
so
get zero.
Weapons. Yeah, and
we should just call that like the Saints Clause.
The Saints Clause. Yeah, we should give that a name or something.
We don't have to keep explaining
it.
Like that's just the way I think about them.
Right.
Always a decent
chance.
Shot,
yeah.
Yeah.
God. Let's see. Carolina
sucks. They look like they suck.
I think their receiver.
Still 2-1, though.
I think their receiver.
Kelvin Benjamin
went out. I think he went out.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't jumped ship on Cam, it's starting to look like.
Yeah, time to jump ship on Cam. Probably.
Time to
try to trade him.
Trade him?
But otherwise, definitely
trade him
up
to some girl.
Tyrod.
Tyrod.
Tyrod better than Cam.
Yeah,
right?
Tyrod looking like a stud against probably the toughest defense he's going to face all year. So I think, what, up from there for him? He had, what, 18?
All up for Tripod. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that for a pickup if you got a
underperforming. All right, let's glance at some
quarterbacks
quick.
Yeah.
Case Keenum. Sure. God, I just don't know what to think about that.
I mean,
God, he's available.
Fantasy.
He's got to be available in almost every league.
Yeah, but is he going to be a consistent fantasy presence that you're going to start him? I don't know. So tough.
If he stays on page with Diggs.
Like you said, yeah, that's true. Diggs is a monster.
I mean,
Finally getting on a page,
right? Especially, what was it, last year? 2 years ago, they had that black quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
I think he got hurt at some point last year. And he was a rookie 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah. And then he blew his leg apart.
Sure did.
Like, compound fracture and all.
Fuck!
Let's see. Jacoby Brissett. Anybody going to grab him, you think? Luck eventually is coming back?
It's just if you need a quarterback, you got all these random options, but what do you want me to say?
Can't play him against Seattle, right?
Although Seattle's defense doesn't look as good as it once did, but I wouldn't. I mean, but I have a better quarterback. I draft a better quarterback. Some people don't do that, though. But I wouldn't play him against Seattle if I could maybe see what Trevor Siemens up to or Tyrod or...
Trevor Siemens got exposed.
A little bit.
Against the Bills.
About to come back. Bills, you were saying it. Bills D might be legit.
Bills, they certainly look like they want to play.
Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia. And the other cool thing is it's what, first year coach, right? So
changing the culture.
Gotta changing the culture.
No more of this Rex Ryan shit.
No more of this Dick Camp shit. And then let's see. I'll throw one more out at you. Carson Wentz.
I've been saying I don't like it since week one.
19, 24. 14.
And seems like he's going right along with my prediction.
Number 5?
Week 4, he'll hit the wall, and it'll just keep going down from here.
All right. All right, what do you got? What do you got for reflections from the week?
I mean, it seemed like a bit of a normalizing week for some things, running backs and wide receivers, you know, seeing Odell Beckham, Todd Gurley, Jordan Howard, Kareem Hunt, obviously doing what he does. Devontae Freeman, DeMarco Murray, Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell in those, you know, and around that top 10 area, which is more like we would have thought. The quarterback position is still quite weird, though. But even wide receiver, too, T.Y. Hilton. Larry Fitzgerald still doing it. He was still drafted pretty high. So
In PPR, he's killing it.
He led the league in catches last year, so it should be expected. But, yeah, Odell Beckham, you know, 18, Jordy Nelson, Antonio Brown, A.J. Green finally having a big game, Doug Baldwin, which was expected, you know, that this the top list looks a little bit more normalized for
Hoyer up there, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
The quarterbacks are
garbage
a little
time,
bit
though,
different,
yeah.
But yeah, that Hoyer was definitely garbage.
Yeah, you,
time.
You got Case Keenum and
Brissett
above, you know, what, Aaron,
yeah,
and Breeze,
even
so.
Having Hoyer and Goff up there.
Yeah, golf.
Yeah, right. And then you got.
I always say golf, but I just realized it's golf.
You got guys, you know, like Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, and Alex Smith with 15 that are near the bottom of the pack, you know.
Matt Ryan, not really on his 2016 pace at all.
Team's 3-0, isn't it?
I guess that's the only statistic that really matters.
But last year was his best year of his career, so you can't have the best year every year.
Brady does.
Statistically?
I don't know. He just 3-0.
I definitely remember
Super Bowl?
A few years ago where he was just, at least fantasy-wise, terrible. 2013 or 14. Just awful.
I guess you can't.
Right.
Right. Look at AP. He had that 1 year.
It doesn't mean you have a terrible year. It just means that you just can't
fantasy-wise
do better every year. Well, I mean, and fantasy correlates mainly to, you know, what you put up. So
let's see. What do we got now? Waiver wire pickups?
I guess so, yeah.
Let's see. With Sproles going out, there's a running back over there. I think you should
one
get.
Of our favorites.
Wendell? Is that his name?
I think this is Charlie Huntington.
Charlie. Oh, no. Wendell.
Wendell or is it Wendell?
I thought it was Charlie.
Is that Charlie?
Yeah, Wendell?
Wendell.
I don't know. That, he doesn't seem like... just haven't seen anything like huge out of him. It's
right?
Like, oh, I want to go pick that guy up. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the, I think it's a different guy, though, over there I like.
Oh. Yeah, I forget. You like so many guys. Can't even keep it straight.
It's not Clement, is it? That can't be right.
Clement? Yeah, I remember seeing that
was
name.
Was that the guy he had the big run there at the end?
Yeah.
That run, he looked really good on that run. I guess that's why I liked him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you could do that. No work until last week. And just 6 carries, yikes. 22 yards and touchdown.
Banking on that touchdown, that's
I
for
guess.
Sure. What the hell am I looking for?
Yeah, what, Smallwood had 12 for 71, so. A little better, and then he got his touchdown swooped, huh?
Yeah.
And you've got Blunt there to swoop touchdowns. So.
Yeah, right. What are they doing over there? It's
maybe
kinda,
maybe
really
they'll give
to,
Blunt more work now.
It's kind of hard to figure out what's going on over there.
Yeah, he had 12 carries also. I guess I'd stay away from that except for Blunt. And still, you can see, you know, no work against Kansas City.
Yeah, right. Arizona last night, it seems going forward, Ellington? He gets the majority of the snaps and the passing downs, but Chris Johnson is their runner?
And
seems like a timeshare.
I saw at least a time or two that Chris Johnson was passing back. I
think it's stay away from that.
Yeah, I would stay away from that situation, especially with just not playing too well.
Oh, God.
They played a good quarter.
their first quarter right out of the gate.
Yeah. Palmer's still going to throw some bombs, though, so their receivers are always worth a gamble. J.J. Nelson, pick up, what, Jerron Brown?
Yeah,
a waiver
right.
Wire target. I mean, seems like an end zone threat, but a little bit deeper maybe on those.
Let's see. Cohen, if you don't have Cohen yet.
Tariq Cohen, yeah. I assume he got swooped up. Smith, still available? A lot of leagues? Old Alex, you like him?
He does just that for you. He manages some points. He's not really that flashy. Just that week one so
that's
far.
For sure.
Just that first week, he really lit it up.
But he's still available in a lot, so I'd like him as my quarterback more than a guy like Keenum or Brissett or somebody that it just seems like
a guy's a toss-up.
Yeah, and could have a really low floor. Although a guy like Derek Carr has showed you that floor can be anywhere.
Be anywhere, ouch. Right? Another one that I want to say his name. I don't think I said his name. Foreman.
Donta?
I don't even know how to say it.
Deontay? Yeah.
He is starting to get some reps. And
Millie doesn't want it anyway. I've been saying it on the podcast even for years.
It might be something to look into there.
I agree.
As a possible
definitely
flex.
Good
just
pick up at least
just
for
because,
a bench.
Because it seems like Houston is going to stick to their run, and they're going to dedicate the run before they do anything. So he's
maybe
gonna get
they
some,
have to.
He's going to get some looks.
How about Lions D?
Hey, what do you think about the Lions D?
Number one overall, I
they
think,
really,
right?
They really show up.
And only owned in 16% of leagues.
Yeah, they got an interesting game this weekend. Who are they playing?
I don't know.
They're at Minnesota, so I don't know. I don't know about this week.
Division game.
That should be a big, big game. That should be a good game to watch.
I'd say a good defense to pick up if you got a spot. I always like to have a backup defense. Yeah, the Lions.
Oh, the Lions.
We're talking about. Yeah. Sterling Shepard. We said him. Good pickup. If
Brandon Oliver?
I said it, yeah. It's the handcuff to Gordon, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you were the one that said he's too little.
I was just shooting it back to you.
You want me to reiterate it?
Yes. What do you think about the Giants running back situation?
I've said I don't like it from day one. Like Robert Woods, LA Rams, big game.
Woods. I like that name.
Great name.
Chris Carson?
Yeah, seems like the guy in Seattle. The guy to have, although Procise was back on the field and looked like...
he's getting some passing downs, right?
He was like even lining up as a receiver. So, yeah. Interesting. And what? We got another guy in Baltimore, Alex Collins, people are starting to talk about.
I guess I missed that one. It's hard for me. Like I said, I'm
down on
Baltimore.
He had 9 carries. More than West.
Yeah.
82 yards.
I like him over West then.
And he had, what, 7 for 42 in week 2. So, seems like he's coming on. And,
he's coming on.
And performing just as well, although West, what, swooped the touchdown early. But, yeah. We've said... a lot of these
Funches?
Other names.
Funches?
I don't like it too much. I just don't like the Panthers. I think there'd be... I'd rather go like Geronimo Allison.
Yeah, I like that name,
Robert
Geronimo.
Woods. Tight ends. A lot of tight ends on the waiver wire. I think you could go Cameron Brate, Mercedes Lewis, we said, Benjamin Watson, Charles Clay, I think is still... available in a lot of leagues, and he scored in 2 out of 3 games already, and something like 5 out of 7.
5 out of 7, and going back to last year, so yeah.
Let's see, we've mentioned Kamara before.
I'm going to say Hearn's his name.
Yeah, we've always said that, and especially in the absence of Robinson. Like, I wonder how owned Hearn's is by now.
Definitely somebody should be owned.
He should definitely, yeah, exactly.
11%?
Wow, that shocks me.
Yeah.
And Lee's owned in 34.
Right? That's kind of crazy to me. I think you've got to have Lee.
Alan Hearns is the 16th ranked wide receiver, only owned in 11% of leagues.
Yeah, I like Hearns this week. Let's see. Paul Richardson? Seattle.
If Baldwin's out, something to look at maybe. Otherwise, I don't know.
And did you say this guy's name last week? Josh Doctson. Doctson.
Redskins.
Yeah.
I don't know if we said him, but definitely somebody that should be owned and had a really nice catch where I believe he made it in for the touchdown. What Dan Snyder was going all crazy, like, it's about time. You know, I think he's a high draft pick a couple years ago and maybe missed most of last year.
Yeah,
so.
he gets excited.
Yeah, I think that would be a good waiver wire scoop, especially going forward. You know, maybe he has a breakout season and old TP there isn't performing near as well as what was expected. Neither's Crowder, really, for that matter, and with Garcon and DeSean Jackson gone, somebody's got to fill that role. So Cousins likes to, you know, he likes to
air it out,
likes to throw 300 some yards a game.
Right.
So.
God, craziness. Yeah, I'm excited for this week of football. Should we talk? You got any other pickups?
Let me scan my lists again real quick, but I don't think so.
Thursday night game coming up.
Bears-Packers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's at Green Bay. I think Green Bay wins this one.
I disagree with you there.
Okay.
Mohamed Sanu, I think we've said him, but
yeah.
Still only owned in 38% of leagues.
Yeah, it's a high-powered offense over there at Atlanta.
Yeah. We said Evan Ingram. Jamal Charles, I'll ask you on this one. Still only owned in 20% of leagues?
He is a nice flex. He's a very nice
flexing
flex.
Flexing on him, huh?
Really nice flex. I think we both saw that touchdown run.
He earned it.
He looked good. It was about 16 yards out, so you couldn't even say he leached it. Honestly, it was just his turn to be in, and he made the most of it.
Yep.
But that was a tough game for Denver owners. How did Sanders do for you?
Not great, but like 7 or something. Good enough.
Good enough. Yeah.
That's what you.
So if the Bills are for real and he had 11, you gotta like that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
I like Denver to hopefully bounce back next week, right?
So I think they will.
I think that'd be a good opportunity to play Charles at a flex.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Denver's kind of tough to figure out. Yeah. Yeah, at least a good pickup for the bench and then watch what happens. But I can't believe Jamal Charles is only owned in 20% of leagues. He's like a top draft
pick a couple years ago. Yeah.
I mean, I suppose that's how it goes.
It's just what they're doing over in Denver. They're committed to CJ.
And Charles is 33 or some shit. He's old.
He's old. All right, I'll give you the top five in their category.
What category?
Their position.
Oh. It's always important to explore new positions.
Diggs, Brown, Cooks, Hill, Crabtree. Crabtree the outlier there?
Definitely, and really benefited from that huge game, as you can see by his last performance of, what, 0?
9-27-0. Yeah. He doesn't belong number 5.
And Cooks, too. I know he was drafted high, but that's one big game, too. So
8-4-29. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, two of those receivers were against me the last 2 weeks. Those huge games. Probably figure out more if I really think about it.
You worried about Antonio Brown only having one touchdown?
No.
Okay.
He's still getting the yards and still... What, 15 average, something like that? So, nothing to worry about there.
All right, I'll give you the running backs. This is exciting.
Yep.
Hunt, Gurley, Chris Thompson.
Wow.
Devontae Freeman, and then Leonard Fournette.
Last
Dalvin.
Definitely saw, I think, Devontae is about where we expected, but.
I think he was my number one draft pick overall.
Yeah, it might be right. You were one of the last picks in the round.
Forced into it.
But names you expect to hear, Le'Veon Bell, Zeke, maybe, although with the suspension, maybe not, but definitely.
Chris Thompson.
Yeah, don't expect that up there. Kareem Hunt, obviously a great.
We knew he was going to be the guy there.
Didn't know he was gonna break out. I mean. It thought Spencer Ware was going to be the guy. Yeah, nobody saw.
Then he goes down and Hunt, next man
just
in.
Just huge.
Just swole.
Yeah.
So. When I watched that one game, him and Dalvin, I was very impressed when I watched a couple of their preseason games. I knew right away those guys were going to.
So there's a couple of surprises there. Chris Thompson is a huge surprise, although.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
11-22-26. Only owned, limited work too. Owned in 85%. So if he's out there, you should probably have him.
You should definitely.
At Kansas City and then a bye week. So I don't know. Quarterbacks. How about this? It's got to be what? Brady, Smith, Aaron, Breeze, Wentz?
Kind of surprising, but not really. I think Brady, Breeze, Aaron, you expected to be up there.
Smith.
Wentz will fall off. Smith is a big surprise.
Just. Honestly, the one big game, but still 31-12-15.
Wentz will finish about QB 15-16 by the end of the year.
And then I guess after Wentz, I got Stafford.
Yeah. Likes to throw it.
All right, how about the tight ends?
This should be a surprise.
No surprise at number one.
Gronk.
No surprise at number one. Gronk. Ernst?
Gronk's a little bit of a surprise, maybe, just that he's he's healthy and full. Like that, like it's a little bit of a surprise to see him back
play,
to his full
playing,
form.
Playing
100%. Right? That's the surprise there.
Maybe a little banged up week one, but now
but not
clearly
like,
good to go.
Yeah, not like Cyborg Gronk.
Yeah. Like, what was that? 2 years ago,
and he just like braced
rebuilt
up.
The, rebuilt. Yeah. Excuse me. Anyway, Gronk, Ertz, Witten, Lewis, Walker, Clay, Kelsey.
Lots of surprises there.
Lewis. Clay, Witten.
Witten is, I mean, he's just so old. I don't think anybody expected him to put up numbers like that. That's good to see. Although, came back down to earth.
Came back down to earth last week, or this week, yeah.
And Zach Ertz, yeah, they like him up there. That's solid tight end. But what, you don't see Greg Olsen obviously got hurt, but Jimmy Graham's done nothing. Jordan
right.
Reed is hurt.
No Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph hasn't done anything.
Kelsey barely
Kelsey
on there.
Barely up in the top 10.
And that's
10
just because
still.
Of one game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he had one last week. Damn.
That's
tough.
Tight end is a tough position.
Then I guess after that, I'll give you Fleener and Hooper.
Fleener, yeah, I mean, sort of been constantly somewhat productive over his career, but Hooper is kind of a surprise. Although that's one big game,
that's
too.
That's one big game, too, yeah, 21-1.
Yep.
Yeah. Want me to hit you with the defenses?
Yeah, why not? Although Rams are going to be third, and they're terrible.
Let's see, I've got Lions, Jaguars, Steelers, Redskins, Rams.
Yeah, fifth, whatever. Yeah, so I don't, and
Redskins, holy shit, on waivers, only owned in 4%.
I just don't think you can take too much from those statistics right now. I think you have to look at it at the matchup still a lot more and their previous performance in matchups, because you see like, oh, Rams number 5 defense, and then it's like, well, they had a huge game against
yeah.
Scott Tolzien, and now they're fucking shit.
Same thing with the Steelers, had a big game against Cleveland,
and can't stop the Bears, who got shut out by Tampa Bay last week, who then sucked this week. Right? So you just can't put too much stock into any patterns yet, at
yeah,
least
right?
with that stuff. I think you got to look at everything individually and all the matchups and each game that they've had.
Right, because
look for those big games.
The next one after the Rams is the Ravens, and they had a -6 performance against Jacksonville.
Exactly, right?
So,
right? So it's just, you'd have to drop outliers, and then we have absolutely no data to work with.
Yep.
So it's just too
Although I think the Lions,
I think you might be right
with the Lions, because
there's a couple that are like
7 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, 8 sacks.
And they give up some points too, so you know,
they're
making up for it. Yep, exactly.
They're making up for it. That's some beast shit. Yeah, Lions might be something.
I definitely think a good waiver wire scoop.
Should we hit some injuries, or you got any other?
Yeah, if we got some injuries to talk about, I didn't have anything pulled up, but I'll get Twitter up here and see what we got.
Let's see, Bradford still day to day, Sam.
Oh, no. The soundboard was not ready.
Broken collarbone!
Bradford. Still day-to-day with a knee. What else do we got?
Find my injuries. NFL injury news. Let's see what we got.
Let's see. I got Crabtree. I know somebody's got Crabtree. I got him listed as questionable with a chest injury.
What a turd.
Uncertain at this point. So I know somebody's probably got him and trying to play him. But
looks like the Chiefs put their kicker on IR and got a new one. So if you were going with Cairo Santos, look for a new kicker.
Yeah. I didn't even catch that one.
Right.
Good call.
Luck ruled out again. Matt Forte also dealing with something. And Powell finally had a little bit better game, as did the Jets as a whole, but
I got Jimmy Graham as as questionable, but he's gonna play. Doug Baldwin, that's in the air. That needs to be watched. Possibly pick up one of their, what did I say, Richardson.
Yeah.
Marco Murray still listed as questionable. You got to think that he was questionable and didn't practice last week. You got to think he's playing this week.
Yeah. Tyler Eifert expected to miss more time going forward. That's a tough one.
I don't know if we said this guy. Sammy Peen?
Peen?
Perrine?
I believe they pronounce it P-Rine. And I'm serious about that.
Washington Redskins. I got him possible target. But I got him listed questionable with a hand injury. Running back, I don't know. I like to stay away from them hand injuries.
Yeah, especially for a running back. I don't like him anyway, though. I think it's Chris Thompson there. It just didn't seem like P. Ryan could get anything going anyway. And
what about Fat Rob still listed as questionable?
Yeah, they say that when he comes back, he'll still be the guy.
Okay.
But
that's interesting with Chris Thompson playing the way he's playing.
He must not be able to go every down like that.
He's not. He doesn't have the stamina?
He doesn't have the stamina.
Literally didn't have the stamina. Wow.
Every carry is like 20 yards at a touchdown, so yeah, he probably needs a break.
I got Julio Jones listed. Back injury.
Back is broken.
What happened?
I'm not sure what happened.
Spinal.
I've just got him listed as questionable. It says likely to play. Let's see what I got, Julio. He's dealing with a lower back injury, and he's going to be. It will probably be limited.
I would assume so.
Wow.
He's back.
That's some serious shit. Terrence West still listed questionable. Get away from that.
See, this says that Melvin Gordon, it's a bone bruise, and he wanted to go back in.
Yeah, I don't think they were ready to let him go back in.
They said nope.
Because he went to the locker room before
the
half.
That's probably a good call, though, especially if it's something with a knee and, like, you can – there's something, but you can't tell. You got to wait till you get an MRI on that and see if there's any structural damage, because if he went with, like, a –
just
minor
rip it apart.
Tear or something, then just go tear it apart.
Yeah.
Not
that's,
worth.
That's scary to think about, tearing your knee off like that.
Right, not worth risking it for whatever.
Julio Jones. You said Eifert, right?
Yeah, Eifert going to be missing more time.
Julio Jones.
Eifert's on the fucking Arian Foster All-Star team there for injuries.
We should make a list of those guys.
Right.
Fucking get it going.
Montage collage of them.
Benny Fowler still listed as questionable.
Yeah.
From that concussion.
Yeah. I don't know if you're starting him anyway, unless you, yeah. So, let's see. Rolls, poor guy.
Oh God, one play. I'm glad I didn't have to see it. I got Cobb listed questionable still, but seems likely to play. I also have Ty Montgomery listed questionable, also seems likely to play. Let me look up Cobb. He's practicing today. Right? Today's Tuesday.
Sproles got kicked in the arm to break it. You wanna see it?
I would like to see this. That little kick
got him like right in this little thing or something.
It's like a little dinger.
It's funny that, and he tore his ACL on that same play. That's like a double freak accident.
Getting
struck by lightning twice.
What a little bitch.
Poor guy. Dink.
Yeah, ooh. It's a little dinger. Ouch.
Just fucking. Crack the bone, I suppose.
Let's see. I don't know anybody's playing Aiken over in Indianapolis.
No. And let's see. We said Crabtree left with a chest injury.
Yeah. Yep.
That's about all I have. Except they say Kelvin Benjamin's MRI doesn't look too bad.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Tavon Austin concussion? Sammy Watkins concussion?
That's big news.
Let's see what we got on Sammy here.
That's big news.
Yeah, he's in protocol, so... But usually it's about a week, so he might actually...
He might miss.
He might miss. He might actually make it.
He had a huge game. Got to watch.
Yeah, something to watch there. Oh, man, I was so excited for the Dolphins and Cutler, and they just broke my heart. Money man over there, though.
10 mil. Got to like it.
Got to like that. Touch on the Thursday night game. What do you got for me, Cuss? What do you think about the Bears?
Bears all day.
All day, huh?
No, I don't know. Jordan Howard looked good.
He looked better, that's for sure.
Look, and he's dealing with that shoulder injury, too, so he really fought through it. But I think you could go him or Cohen, too. Receivers, probably not. somebody mentioned on Green Bay too. Maybe Lance Kendricks.
What is he? A tight end?
Always looking for a tight end.
He got some serious looks. We saw that game.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Martellus Bennett just doesn't seem to be panning out there. So maybe something to watch there. The Packers got to get their offensive line figured out. It seems like.
They got to do something.
Aaron was under a lot of pressure, and I mean, it's going to be like, this is the Bears. This isn't some Bengals, you know.
This isn't some Bengals shit. This is a division game.
Little red rifle BB gun, whatever. Whatever number.
Whatever number.
God. It was good to see Jordy Nelson looking like Jordy Nelson again, but he torched me. Ty Montgomery. I like it.
Right after I got on board, then he does poorly.
It was crazy.
So I don't know what to make of him. And they say he's not doing his blocking responsibilities.
Yeah, he's fucking up.
Yep.
he's like... What? He's like, I'm a wide receiver, so now I'm a running back, and so I don't have to block.
You got to block the guy coming in.
He doesn't even chip anybody.
Yeah, you at least got to at least lay one.
You got to chip him on your way out to get the pass, and he's not even doing that.
And, I mean, isn't that the fun part? Larry Fitzgerald, you know,
he loves blocking.
Loves blocking. Like, you
get
to hit somebody.
Fucking people up. Yeah. What do you think about... So Cobb doesn't play. Do you like Geronimo?
Yeah, I like him. I like him either way, I think.
Oh, nice.
Especially against the Bears. Rogers is going to throw it in there. Especially if their running game can't get it going, he's going to throw it more.
Oh, yeah, and he's the master of the free play. So you like all the receivers there?
Yeah, I like Devontae Adams.
Nelson, Adams, Geronimo, possible Cobb?
I think you could start any of them and find good results.
I like that Kendrick, too.
Yeah. I suppose you start to approach that Saints territory where there's too many weapons.
Too many weapons.
They all performed
well last week. The Saints claws.
The Saints claws, but Nelson had a good game. Adams had a decent game. Allison had a good game. Kendrick's had
a good
game.
Everybody but Ty.
And did Cobb maybe didn't play?
He didn't play.
So you can have at least 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5 or whatever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, that should be a good game. Especially for a Thursday night game, usually there's shit, but
yeah,
this should be a battle.
Watch the fuck out of that. I don't think I have any players in that game, though.
Huh. Yeah. I don't think I do either.
Right? No fun.
Oh, well. We'll just be able to enjoy the game. That's my favorite.
Right?
When you just watch football.
I don't want to root for Packers anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's the Thursday night game.
Yep. I think
it is. The injuries. We hit the waiver. I think that's a good recap.
Yeah. No.
Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
All that stuff.
GFF _ podcast.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's all I got.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we can call that. All right. I'm Stephen Barbara.
Nikki G.
Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast signing off.
I don't know. Should I do it again?